سورة الزمر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. The revelation of this book is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Indeed, we have sent down the book to you in truth. So worship Allah alone by doing religious deeds sincerely for Allah's sake only. No showing off, no desire that people should admire us. Ala lillahi ad-deenul khalis. Surely the religion is for Allah alone. And those who take protectors besides Him say, we worship them only that they may bring us close to Allah. People who go to mazar say, no, we're not worshipping them, we're praying that they intercede for us with Allah. Allah says, indeed Allah will judge between them concerning that wherein they differ. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exposing the fallacy of their thinking. Truly Allah does not guide him who is a liar and a disbeliever. People who pray to any others besides Allah, whether because they truly worship them or because they're asking them to intercede with Allah, Allah says they are liars. Had Allah willed to take a son, He could have chosen whom He willed out of those whom He created. But glory be to Him, He is Allah, the One, the Supreme. خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah has created the heavens and the earth with truth. He makes the night enter the day, and He makes the day enter the night, and He has subjected the sun and the moon, each running on a fixed course for an appointed time. Indeed, He is the Almighty, the All-Forgiving. He created you all from a single person, then made from Him His wife, and He has sent down for you of cattle 8 pairs. He creates you in the wombs of your mothers. خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ. Creation after creation. If you've studied the embryonic stages of the embryo in the mother's womb, creation after creation, in 3 veils of darknesses. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. Such is Allah, your Lord. Could we do such a thing? His is the kingdom. None has the right to be worshipped but He. How then are you turned away? What's making you disbelieve? إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ عَنْكُمْ. Don't be under any delusions. If you turn away, if you disbelieve, Allah doesn't need you. He does not like disbelief for His slaves. It's simply His love for us that He keeps reminding us to turn to Him. Otherwise, He needs neither our ibadah, nor does He care about our disobedience. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. And if you thank Him, He is pleased for you. No bearer of burdens shall bear the burden of another. If that's what you're thinking, that you're just going to give the responsibility for your sins to someone else, then know the truth. Then to your Lord is your return, and He will inform you what you used to do. Indeed, He is the all-knower of that which is in the hearts of men. And when some hurt touches man, he cries to his Lord, turning to Him in repentance. But when He bestows a favor upon him from Himself, he forgets that for which he cried for before, and he sets up rivals to Allah in order to mislead others from His path. Say, take measure in your disbelief for a while. Surely you are one of the dwellers of the fire. I remember when someone said that, you know, I was going along and suddenly my car skidded and it lost control. And had it not been a Mercedes, I would have died. See, these are words that we utter regularly, casually, without thinking about them. These are words of shirk. Allah says when some hurt touches man, he cries to his Lord. But when Allah saves him, then we rely upon worldly props and worldly resources. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. Is one who is obedient to Allah, prostrating himself or standing during the hours of the night. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Ask them, are those who know equal to those who do not know? When is knowledge true knowledge? When we act upon it, it is only people of depth who will remember. Tell them, يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. O my slaves who believe, be conscious of your Lord. Good is the reward for those who do good in this world, and Allah's earth is spacious. If your friends aren't letting you obey Allah, then find some other friends. If your society doesn't let you obey Allah, leave society, but don't leave Allah. Only those who are patient shall receive their reward in full without reckoning, constant. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ وَنَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. Tell them, indeed I am commanded to worship Allah alone by obeying Him and doing religious deeds for His sake only. And I am commanded in order that I may be the first of those who surrender themselves to Allah. tell them, indeed, if I disobey my Lord, I am afraid of the torment of a great day. Not that the Prophet ﷺ was going to disobey Allah, the message is for us. If we disobey Allah, we can expect punishment. Tell them, Allah alone I worship by doing religious deeds sincerely for His sake alone. So worship what you like besides Allah. Tell them, the losers are those who will lose themselves and their families on the day of judgment. Ala dhalika huwa al-khusranul mubeen. That will be the true loss. They shall have coverings of fire above them and coverings of fire beneath them. With this does Allah frighten His slaves. Ya ibadi fattaqoon. O my slaves, fear me alone. Those who avoid false gods by not worshipping them, who obey Allah rather than their own desires and turn to Allah, for them are glad tidings. For bashir ibadi, so announce the good news to my slaves. Who are Allah's slaves? Allazina yastami'oon al-qawl fayattabi'oon ahsana. Those who listen to the word and then follow the best thereof. They listen to the Quran and they act upon it. Ulaika alladhina hadahumullah. Such are those whom Allah has guided, and such are people of understanding. Is then one against whom the word of punishment is justified equal to the one who avoids evil? Will you rescue him who is in the fire? But those who fear their Lord and keep their duty to Him, for them are built lofty rooms, one above another, under which rivers flow. This is the promise of Allah, and Allah does not fail in His promise. Do you not see that Allah sends down water from the sky and causes it to penetrate the earth as water springs, and you see them, and afterwards thereby produces crops of different colors, and afterwards they wither, and you see them turn yellow, then He makes them dry in broken pieces. Indeed, in this is a reminder for people of depth. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Is he whose heart Allah has opened for Islam, so that he is in a light from his Lord, as he who learns nothing? How do we know that this noor is in our hearts? The Prophet ﷺ said, there are four indications that when you start thinking about the home of eternity, when you start turning away from the home of deception, and when you start preparing for death before dying, and we can all analyze ourselves. So woe to those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah. They're not interested in Allah. They are bored by the Quran. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. They are in plain error. الله نزل أحسن الحديث. Why are they in plain error? Because they're turning away from this gift of beauty, this gift of joy. Allah has sent down the most beautiful of statements, a book. Its parts resembling each other and oft repeated. Again and again Allah reminds us through this Quran, تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The skins of those who fear their Lord shiver from it. And we can test our own iman and our own response to the Quran. Then their skins and their hearts soften to the remembrance of Allah. It's a physical response, and then they act upon it. They internalize it. Such is the guidance of Allah. He guides there with whom He wills, and whomsoever Allah sends astray, for him there is no guide. Is then he who will confront with his face the awful torment on the day of judgment as he who enters in Jannah? And it will be said to the wrongdoers, taste what you used to earn. Those before them denied, and so the torment came on them from directions they perceived not. So Allah made them to taste the disgrace in the present life. But greater is the torment of the hereafter, if they only knew. وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. We have put forth for men in this Quran every kind of example, every level Allah appeals to you, in order that they may take heed. An Arabic Quran, without any crookedness therein, in order that they may avoid all evil which Allah has ordered them to do. Allah gives us an example now, and listen to the example carefully. A slave belonging to many partners, disputing with one another, and a slave belonging entirely to one master. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا. Are those two equal in comparison? Now imagine, we can understand it by a simple everyday example. If you look at the difference between a part-time servant and a full-time servant, see, the part-time servant has different employers, and every employer wants the part-time servant to work for him and to spend overtime in his house. And the full-time servant is just serving one master and one master alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, think about it. On one side, you can just follow Allah and Allah alone, like Ibrahim alayhi salam did. And on one side, you can try and please your parents and your spouse and your children and your friends. And sometimes you can try and please Allah. What's going to happen? One life is a life where you're torn apart, conflicting loyalties, trying to please so-and-so, then trying to please your friends, then trying to please your husband, and you end up pleasing none. And you're torn apart by this constant conflict. Some will try and emotionally blackmail you. Some will try and threaten you. Some will threaten that they won't meet you anymore. Allah says, هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا? Is that what you want for yourself? To be like something that people are fighting over? Everyone wants you for themselves? Or do you want to belong to one Allah and Allah alone? Complete freedom, complete liberation. لَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Not afraid of the blame of anyone who blames them. Like it or not, this is what my Allah has told me to do. No compromise and no apologies. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا? Can they be equal? In fearlessness, in strength, in mental peace? Alhamdulillah. All praises belong to Allah, not to society or our friends or our spouses. Alhamdulillah. All praises belong to Allah, but most of them do not know. Say la ilaha illallah means Allah, only Allah. And then we fulfill their rights as well, but within Allah's boundaries of obedience. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Because you're going to die and they're going to die. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. Then you will be disputing before your Lord on the Day of Judgment. Allah punished them. It was they who made me disobey you. And as we read today, all will be punished equally. May Allah grant us to live our lives according to La ilaha illallah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Don't you understand, people? Allah is the creator of all things, and He is the disposer of affairs over all things. Lahu maqalidu samawati wal ard. To Him belong the keys of the heaven and the earth. And those who disbelieve in the signs of Allah, such are the losers. Still we delay, still we put it off. Qul afa ghayra Allahi ta'murunni a'budu ayyuhal jahilun. Say to them, do you order me to worship other than Allah? O you fools, O you ignorant ones? This is a magnificent ayah. Would that we had the courage to act upon it. Allah is saying, think about it. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. He is the creator of all things. We're all going back to Allah. Allah is making the decision. Then what happens to our thinking? Why can't we obey Allah? Ask these people, do you order me to worship other than Allah? Worship means obedience. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship. In other words, you alone do we obey Allah. And you alone do we turn to for help. And if someone tries to stop you from that, if someone tries to distract you from focusing on Allah alone, from the reality of La ilaha illallah, then be harsh with them. Don't compromise. Don't apologize. Tell them, do you order me to worship other than Allah? O you jahils, what is a jahil? Whom do we call a jahil? Someone who is ignorant and illiterate maybe. Allah's eyes, a jahil is one who tries to persuade people not to obey Allah. Now we need to think about it. Could we be amongst the jahilin? Is that what we're trying to dissuade people from doing all the time? Or maybe we're falling into the trap of the jahilin. And indeed it has been revealed to you, as it was to those before you, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ. If you do shirk, your deeds will all be in vain, and you will certainly be among the losers. Now it's not that the Prophet ﷺ was na'uzubillah going to do shirk. The message is for us, if the Prophets are being told this, then who has given us permission to commit shirk? بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعْبُدْ. Worship Allah alone. وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And be amongst the grateful ones. Our perception of Islam is this bleak and mournful religion. Allah says, كُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Your perception of Iman should be joyous, that you're thanking Allah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. How do we thank Allah? By using our faculties for His command. By using our faculties for His deen, for the lifestyle that He has told us. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. What happened? They did not value Allah as was His right. Now let's think about it. What is Allah's right? How does Allah introduce Himself right in the beginning of the Quran? Alhamdulillah, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. In other words, Allah is Rabbil Alameen. Now Rabb is one who's created, who's nourishing, who's sustaining. In other words, when we need rizq, we ask Rabbul Alameen. We want children, we ask Rabbul Alameen. We want success in this world or the next, we ask Rabbul Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most forgiving, the repeatedly merciful. We want forgiveness, we ask Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We don't go to graves and ask dead people to pray for our forgiveness. We don't go to peers and ask them to intercede for us with Allah. He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And then, the most important, Malik Yawm al-Din, Master of the Day of Judgment. We want success on that day, we please Malik Yawm al-Din. We don't sit back and complacently rely on our born Muslim title. Or the Prophet will intercede for us. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. What have we relegated Allah to? To this placid deity who's just watching on benevolently, doesn't care if we're sinning, because that's his function, isn't it, to forgive us. Allah wants us to sin so he can forgive us. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They did not value Allah as was his right. He who is Malikul Muluk, King of all the kings, they did not acknowledge his magnificence either by words or by their actions. Because it's no good talking about Allah inspiring thee and praising him all day long if I'm doing whatever I wish to do. What is Allah's right upon us? That he should be remembered and not forgotten. That he should be thanked and not denied. And above all, that he should be obeyed and not disobeyed. Now we can all think about it. Are any of us fulfilling Allah's right? مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They just didn't appreciate Allah as was his right. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. Does that change anything? Just because we think of Allah as a God who's not going to say anything to us? It doesn't change reality. On the day of judgment, the whole of the earth will be grasped by his hand. And the heavens will be rolled up in his right hand. Glorified be he. And high be he above all that they associate as partners with him. The Prophet ﷺ told us that on the day of judgment, Allah will crumple up the heavens in his hand and say, Anal Malik, I am the king. Aina Mulukul Ard, where are the kings of the earth? Aina Jabbaroon, where are the arrogant ones? Aina Mutakabbiroon, where are the proud ones? Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is glorified above all the shirk that they're doing. Their petty disputes and their petty squabbles, Allah is much above that. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ. And the trumpet will be blown. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Now what? All who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will swoon away. We will all become unconscious. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Except whom Allah wills. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. Then it will be blown a second time. And this is even more frightening. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْزُرُونَ. Suddenly people will be standing, staring about. When do we stare with fright, with terror? We don't know what's going to happen next. In one verse, Allah gives us the depiction of the first part of the Day of Judgment. Just imagine that scene. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. The earth will shine with the light of its Lord. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ. And the book will be brought forward. وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ. The prophets and the witnesses will all be brought forward. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. It will be decided between them with justice. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. They will not be wronged. The earth will be illuminated with the light of its Lord. اللَّهُ نُورُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah who is the light of the heavens and the earth. No place to hide. No dark corners where you can skulk and hope to escape the ultimate retribution. أَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. The whole earth will be irradiated with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. Just as a student feels when he sees the report before him, وُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. The book will be placed. What book is this? A'amalama. Now would we await that with joy, with tranquility? Or would we be petrified, sweating with fright? وَجِيَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ. The prophets will all be brought forward. وَالشُّهَدَى. And the witnesses. Why will the prophets be brought forward? The prophets will be brought forward and Allah will ask them, did you convey? And when they say yes, Allah will ask them, what response did you get? What has been our response to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's it? Or do we follow his lifestyle? Do we follow his teachings? Do we follow his commands? We'd better prepare an answer for that day. And then that's not it. Washuhada, the witnesses. Now which witnesses are these? You're the witnesses. We are all the witnesses. كَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Thus we made you a moderate nation that you may be witnesses upon mankind. Whether we like it or not, this honor or this burden has been bestowed upon us. We, the Muslim Ummah, will be asked collectively that you convey this message to the rest of mankind. See, this 85-year-old American woman converted to Islam and she died 2 weeks later. 2 weeks before she died, when she accepted Islam, she said, I am so angry with the Muslims in my neighborhood. They have this treasure and they hid this treasure from me. And Amina Sunni commented, it's not that they hid the treasure, it's that they didn't even know about the treasure themselves. We don't think of it as a treasure. We're ashamed of Islam. We seek to hide our Muslim identity. But on that day, Allah will ask us and the rest of the world, oh, you Muslims, you who said La ilaha illallah, did you convey this message? Did you convey this Quran to mankind? In whatever way you were able to do so? In whatever sphere of influence you possessed? And the people will be asked, not just that we can lie and say, yes, yes, Allah, we did our best. No, they will be asked, did they truly convey the message to you? Now we can think about it. What are we going to say before Allah? We who haven't even studied the Quran, we who haven't even bothered to convey it to our children, what are we going to say when Allah says, did you convey it to the rest of the world? وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. If we fulfilled our responsibility, then we will be rewarded. But if we did not, if we weren't even aware of the responsibility upon us, then we know what to expect. وَهُمْ لَا يُزْلَمُونَ. And don't think that this punishment is harsh. They will not be wrong. وَفِيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ. Every person, man, woman, child, teenager, every person will be paid in full for what they did. Not for what they said. Talk is cheap, for what they did. And Allah is best aware of what they do. See, Allah knows when we do something what our true niyyah is. Whether we're doing it so people admire us and people come up to us and praise us, or we are doing it for Allah's sake. He is best aware of what they do. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ الزُّمَرَىٰ. So now the judgment has been taken. The judgment has been passed. Either you're the winners or you're among the losers. There's no third option. And those who disbelieved, those who disobeyed, will be driven to hell in groups. Till when they reach it, the gates thereof will be opened. And its keepers will ask them, did not the messengers come to you from yourself, reciting to you the verses of your Lord and warning you of the meeting of this day of yours? They will say, Bala. Why will the keepers ask them? Won't they know? Yes, but this is done to intensify their anguish and their bitterness. Like when you make a terrible mistake and you're paying for it and someone says, didn't you realize what you were doing? And that makes you feel even worse about it, that yes, I did realize. I just didn't think about it. They will say, yes, but the word of torment has been justified against the disbelievers. قِيلَ ادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. It will be said to them, now enter the gates of hell. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Living therein forever. We go through 5 minutes of pain and we call out, when will it end? I wish I could die. No death over there. No relief. And indeed, what an evil abode of the arrogant. What is arrogance? Rejection of the truth. We know what's in the Quran, but we're not acting upon it. And contempt for others. Contempt for people who are trying to follow the Quran. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And those who are Allah conscious. What is taqwa? Just that I say, oh, my heart is pure? No, that the signs of that Allah consciousness are manifested in my dress, in my speech, in my actions, in my interactions with people. صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ. That I take on the colors of Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً. Who is more beautiful than Allah in color? Those who were Allah conscious will be led to paradise in groups like an honored delegation. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. Till when they reach it and its gates will be opened. Subhanallah. They won't have to wait. And its keepers will say, Salamun alaikum. Peace be upon you. Tibtum. You have done well. You earned this Jannah. And Allah's mercy rewarded you with paradise. فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. So enter here to live therein forever. we get any blessing, there's always this nagging fear at the back of our mind. How long can it last? I hope these good times last. It's too good to last forever. Allah says, enter here to live forever. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدَهُ. And they will say, all praises belong to Allah, who has fulfilled His promise to us and has made us inherit this land. نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. We can dwell in paradise wherever we will. فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. How beautiful a reward for those who do something. Not those who just talk, or those who just rely upon Allah's mercy, those who do something. This is the vision of a mu'min. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. At all times, all praises belong to Allah because He is Rabbul Alameen. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ. And you will see the angels surrounding the throne of Allah. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Glorifying the praises of their Lord. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. And it will be judged between them with truth. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And it will be said at the end of the day, when the judgment has been taken, either we're in Jannah or God forbid in Jahannam, it will be said, Alhamdulillah. Whether you're a winner or a loser, Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, Lord of the worlds.